Thank you very much for joining me today on the Thornton Investigation. Today, we're going to look a little bit more into the campaigns of both Biden and Trump. You know, there's been a lot of information out there, and both campaigns are accusing each other of many things. But since there's so much fact-checking going on out there, and as I said before, USA Today likes to fact-check me, and goodness knows most of the social media sites don't really want me to post whatever I post because they don't feel that I have the experience to talk about social issues. Today, we're going to look into what both President Trump and ex-Vice President Joe Biden have said on a couple of issues. We're going to compare and contrast them and see who said what. And I think it's also very important that we discuss when and where someone said it. Aha! That seems to be the problem right now. Both camps are saying that one person said something, the other person saying someone said something else. So we're going to compare and contrast, and we're going to get a little more information on that today as the program unfolds. Now, in addition to that, we're going to look into what seems to be going on in this whole thing with Nancy Pelosi, and she seems to have gotten into a little bit of problems in San Francisco. Apparently, she had a bad hair day, and it has gotten her into a little bit of trouble, and it's also gotten the owner of the salon into a little bit of trouble. So we're going to look at that a little bit today as well. Now, as I said before on previous shows, I also want to talk about positive things that are going on in the show. I don't want to just talk about negative things. So we're going to look a little more into the space program today, and we're going to see how far we've gotten and where we're going, because I think that's very important too. It's not enough just to know where you are. You have to know where you're going. Well, as far as everything in life goes, I think that's very important, whether it be in your personal life or in your business. First, I want to go to an interview with Brett Baer and Joe Biden's spokesmoron, Ducklow. Now, Brett Baer is going to ask Ducklow a few questions, and guess what? Ducklow's gonna duck under all the answers. He's not gonna give the answers. Why? Because he can't. Number one, he's an idiot. Number two, he's hiding what actually happened. And like I said before, we're gonna check on that. So let's go to Brett Baer. Every time I watch this, I just can't stop laughing. You're gonna love this. Let's go to Brett Baer interviewing Mr. Ducklow. T.J. Ducklow. If I was him, I'd just change my last name. I don't know. Cut one. Action.
What the former vice president specifically would have done at the end of January had he received the briefing that we know now the president received January 28th?
This president knowingly and willfully lied about the dangerousness of the threat that faced this country. You know, while the president was out there calling it a hoax.
Okay, first of all, let's interrupt Mr. Ducklow right there. The president never called the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus a hoax. But what he did say, and this is the whole controversy with Bob Woodward right now, is that he did not want to worry the public. He did not want to cause a public panic. That's not the same as lying. That's just being a good leader. But you notice Mr. Ducklow can't answer the darn question. All right, let's give Mr. Ducklow another chance. Cut three. Action.
Here are his two top advisors, Ron Klain and Zeke Emanuel, on January 28th and January 30th.
Would you ban Chinese travelers from arriving in the United States?
I wouldn't. I think that's premature.
Everyone in America should take a very big breath, slow down, and stop panicking and being hit.
So understanding that those are the people he listens to, and Joe Biden has said he wouldn't have closed the travel from China, what specifically would former vice president have done?
The vice president was not against the travel ban, first of all. Second of all, let's remember, and it wasn't.
Oh, okay. So even though ex-vice president's advisors were all saying that this wasn't anything to worry about in January, right after the president of the United States announced that there was going to be travel restrictions coming, which went into effect February 2nd, now Mr. Ducklow is saying that ex-vice president Biden was not against this. So Brett Baer tries to get him to be more specific on this. But of course, Mr. Ducklow has to duck the question because he knows he can't answer the question truthfully. Cut nine. Go.
Let me just clarify. You're saying that Joe Biden was for closing down travel from China when the president did it?
Joe Biden has been clear, and I can send you the fact checks if they're helpful, that he was not against that travel ban.
But he was for it?
Joe Biden has been clear about this, Brett. I can send you the fact checks.
Okay, I'm just asking you the question. You're saying yes, he was for the China travel ban when the president implemented it 48 hours after receiving that briefing.
The important thing about the travel ban.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
And I know, Brett, I know that you all like to cite the travel ban. I know the president.
No. The president does. That's why I'm bringing it up. Obviously, it's going to be in a debate.
Just shut up, spokes moron. Look, the truth is, he can't answer the question. The reason he can't answer the question is because Joe Biden was asleep in his coffin. He had no idea there even was a travel ban, really. But he did finally wake up, and somebody gave him a script. And let's see what Joe Biden had to say. So for this, we're going to go to an article in CNN Politics. I know, stick with me. And this is entitled, Biden Campaign Says He Backs Trump's China Travel Ban. And this is by Jake Tapper, of all people. We love Jake Tapper. And by the way, this article was written on April 3rd. Joe Biden's campaign said Friday the former vice president supports President Donald Trump's January 31st decision to ban foreign nationals who had been in China within the previous 14 days from entering the United States. Joe Biden supports travel bans that are guided by medical experts, advocated by public health experts, and backed by a full strategy. The comment comes after weeks of Trump's election campaign accused Biden of calling Trump's travel ban xenophobic, though the former vice president never said as much. Biden's campaign said he was not referring to Trump's travel ban, but he had not clarified his position on the ban. Biden first accused Trump of xenophobia in dealing with the coronavirus on January 31st at a campaign rally in Fort Madison, Iowa. Well, okay, so it sounds sort of like he was for the travel ban, sort of, but he never actually said so, and Mr. Ducklow can't say yes or no, so it's a little confusing. I have to be honest with you about that one. So I'm not really sure who said what. Since this is so confusing, let's go to a timeline of exactly how all of this transpired. And we're going to go to Breitbart News, and this is a article from March 20th. Oh, and sorry, this is by John Nolte. A mere 8 days ago, Joe Biden was vocally opposing President Donald Trump's ban from Europe and even China as racist. In other words, if Biden was a president, we can't begin to imagine how much worse things would look in America today thanks to President Biden and his refusal to stop people from China and parts of Europe. But as President Trump started this ban, Vice President Biden did what? Biden promised to end the ban. The ban that stops people from entering the country who are coming in from a country facing a massive epidemic. The next day, Biden, who has always been cozy with China and whose son, Hunter, set up a deal worth hundreds of millions of dollars with the Chinese government while traveling with his father, who was then vice president, issued the following statement declaring Trump's been racist and xenophobic. Yesterday, Donald Trump further diminished the United States in the eyes of the world by expanding his travel ban, placing new restrictions on the residents of six more countries. Trump's atrocious asylum and refugee policies, they are all designed to make it harder for black and brown people to immigrate to the United States. It's that simple. They are racist. They are xenophobic. And on that same day, Biden decided to publish this tweet, or actually someone did it for him because obviously Biden isn't capable of doing so. We are in the midst of a crisis with the coronavirus. We need to lead the way with science, not Donald Trump's record hysteria, xenophobia, and fear-mongering. He is the worst possible person to lead our country through a global health emergency. Then he followed it up with this statement in Iowa. We now have a crisis with the coronavirus. This is no time for Donald Trump's hysterical xenophobia and fear-mongering to lead the way instead of science. But wait a minute. On February 19th, Biden decided to attack President Trump again. Now, you got to think. This is 2 weeks after the travel ban went into place. Donald Trump's inhumane, fear-based immigration policies are a stain on the nation. We have to get him out of the White House and ensure our laws reflect our values as a nation of immigrants. When he's saying that Donald Trump's travel restrictions are only there to hurt black and brown people, and that he's fear-mongering and xenophobic and racist, does that really sound like he's for President Trump's travel ban? Okay, so we have talked about the interview with Brett Baer and Slow Joe's spokes moron, who basically didn't answer any questions. He had to duck the questions because, let's face it, Slow Joe hated the travel ban when he knew nothing about it. According to him, it was racist, but he really just had no idea what he was talking about. You know, and that's not uncommon for Slow Joe to not have any idea what the heck he's talking about, and we're going to go through a montage of that a little bit later. But first, I want to talk about what it'd be like to suffer under a Harris-Biden administration. Yes, I've called it a Harris-Biden administration because both Harris and Biden have said the same. So we might as well just call it that as well. Joe just has no idea where the heck he is or what the heck he's talking about, which I have talked about for a few months now. Basically, it's elder abuse. But let's talk in this next segment about what it'd be like to suffer under the Harris-Biden administration. I've given you a little teaser on the 110 pages of the Sanders-Biden administration, what they're going to be doing on their Biden-Sanders initiative. It's 110 pages. We can't go through all of it, but I just want to go through a couple quick things right now, and this is only going to be some snippets of 5 pages, so let's go over it right now. And this is from the actual 110-page Sanders-Biden initiative, which you can find on my Facebook at the Thornton Investigation Radio Show. Highways have been built to enforce racial segregation in our cities with federal dollars and federal policy support. We will use federal resources and authorities across all agencies to accelerate development of clean energy economy and deploy proven clean energy solutions, create millions of family supporting and union jobs. Right there, you know that obviously they're talking about that stupid Green New Deal that AOC and Sanders have been pushing. Well, guess what? They're gonna get it. Upgrade and make resilient our energy, water, wastewater, and transportation infrastructure and develop manufacture next generation technologies to address climate crisis right here in the United States. We will do all this with an eye to equity, access, benefits, and ownership opportunities for frontline communities because Democrats believe we must embed environmental justice and climate justice at the heart of our policy and governing agenda. We will join the Paris Climate Agreement on day one. All right, so let's think about that. Already they're talking about racial justice, climate justice, and how unjust the United States is and how they're going to fix all the injustices of the United States and how racist it is. So again, we're going to go back to how terrible all of you are, how racist all of you are, and guess what? Wealth distribution, climate distribution, housing distribution is on its way. Let's finish the rest of this. President Trump will callously and willfully deny the science that explains why so many are suffering. We will rebuild our economy from the COVID-19 pandemic and the President Trump recession. Right. We agree with scientists and public health experts that the United States and the world must achieve net zero greenhouse gases emissions as soon as possible and no later than 2050. So how do you believe that they're going to achieve net zero emissions in 2050. Guess what? They're going to take away everything you have, basically. Let's go on. To reach net zero emissions as rapidly as possible, Democrats are dedicated to eliminating carbon pollution from power plants by 2035 through technology, natural standards for clean energy, and we would dramatically expand our solar, wind, and energy deployment through community-based utility-scale systems. Within 5 years, we will install 500 million solar panels, 8 million solar roofs, and community solar energy systems, and make 60,000 made-in-America wind turbines. Democrats believe that clean energy infrastructure will set a bold national goal of achieving net zero greenhouse gas emissions for all new buildings by 2030 on the pathway to creating a 100% building sector. Within 5 years, we will incentivize tens of billions of dollars in private sector investments to retrofit 4 million buildings, including cut pollution, weathering, upgrade energy systems in hospitals, schools, public housing, and municipal buildings. Democrats will encourage states and cities to adopt energy-efficient buildings, codes, and address barriers to energy efficiency upgrades, leverage the federal footprint to model net-zero clean energy building solutions. All right, so I know all that was a lot. Basically, what they're saying is within 5 years, they're going to put 5 million new solar roofs. They're going to get rid of your heaters. They're going to get rid of, guess what, your refrigerators, the air conditioning in your houses, the air conditioning in your cars. Everything is going to change. And they're going to do this in 5 years. And remember when AOC was talking about no airplanes? She was talking about bridges from America to Europe on trains that are going to be clean energy trains, going to run from one point to another. Apparently, they're going to build a bridge to Hawaii and run a clean energy train to Hawaii. These people are absolutely insane. They are absolutely insane. And by the way, where do they think they're getting the money to do all this? Oh, guess what? You're going to start paying a whole lot more taxes because socialism means about half of what you get from your pay. Guess what? The government's going to take it back. Now, let's go on to one more thing from Joe Biden. Do we have much time? Let's go to a little bit of fun audio. Who is this person who wants to be President of the United States, Joe Biden? Let's go to a little bit of a montage of Joe Biden telling us exactly who he is, what he's doing, and how he's going to get it done. Cut 24. Roll audio. Action.
Look, tomorrow's Superstar Tuesday, and I want to thank you all. I tell you what, I'm rushing ahead, aren't I? 150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability. It would put 720 million women back in the workforce. Nobody should be in jail for a nonviolent crime. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts. Think about it. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing.
Yeah, so Joe thinks he's running for Senate. He picks truth over facts. I'm not sure which truth or facts he's talking about, and obviously he doesn't either. And obviously he doesn't know who God is because he can't say who God is. You know, the thing. No, God is not a thing. And I know we've played it before, but wow, it's just so much fun. If you pick this man as your president, or whatever he is, the shell president that he is, the zombie president that he is, and then let Harris take over, you're going to get exactly what you deserved. But unfortunately, the rest of us aren't going to get what we deserve. Now, in this last segment, I'm going to dedicate this to the professor at the podium. Kayleigh McEnany has been playing a game. Instead of Where's Waldo, her game is called Where's Nancy? Well, actually, Nancy's playing the game because she's in San Francisco, not in Washington, D.C., working for you, which you're paying her to do. Remember, elitism in politics is unbelievably out of control. But where is Nancy? She must be doing something very, very important. That's why she's not in Washington, D.C. working for you. Well, let's find out. The professor from the podium. Cut 17. Action.
Good afternoon, everyone. Two briefings ago, I asked, where is Nancy Pelosi? Today, I can announce we have found Nancy Pelosi. As you can see, we found Nancy Pelosi going into her hair salon. We will be playing the video on loop for all of you to see during the duration of this introduction. Nancy Pelosi was not in the halls of Congress when I asked where she was. She was not working in good faith to make a deal for the American people. Nope, Nancy Pelosi was found in San Francisco at a hair salon where she was indoors, even though salons in California are not only open for outdoor service. Apparently, the rules do not apply to Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, Kayleigh McEnany is just so hilarious. She's just so wonderful. And I hope you enjoyed that too. You can see the videos on YouTube, obviously. You can also see them on my Facebook. Kayleigh McEnany is so wonderful. I am so glad that she works for the Trump administration. And during the course of this press conference, she also played this on loop on video. And you can see that, well, you know, everywhere, on YouTube, on my Facebook, at the Thornton Investigation Radio Show, basically proving that elitism in politics is real, basically proving that they don't care about us, they don't work for us, they don't do what they're supposed to be doing. So now your choice is, has President Trump been working for you or not? Or do you want to pick Biden, who's been in politics for 46 years and has never done anything for you before? What makes you think he can do all these things for you now that he's been promising? I cannot believe he says highways were built for racial segregation only. So he's calling all the rest of us white supremacists, whatever it is he thinks we are. This is by someone who's worth tens of millions of dollars, never had a real job in his life, and basically his family never has either. You can vote for him, or you can vote for a better future for all of us. Thank you very much for joining me today on the Thornton Investigation. Puerto Sienta.